Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our talk and text line, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, when you told me last week you were doing Browns, Texans, Tennessee Titans, I was like, what? Oh, my God. Man, you got a lot of to fill in on the podcast what happened in that game, which turned out to be a really exciting game at the end.
Well, yeah, it was a great. It was really great. I mean, I enjoyed the heck out of it. And, you know, two young quarterbacks and, it's really interesting. And it was, like you said, it was a really exciting game. And, you know, Shedeur Sanders made a bunch of plays, and so did Cam Ward. And it was a lot of fun, man. I enjoyed the heck out of it. I had a great time in Cleveland.
You wouldn't have thought that would have turned out to be kind of how it did. But it was really exciting, the final few minutes of it. And they're both young quarterbacks. And you can see, man, both of them have a bit of that it factor. Involved with them. We'll talk about another quarterback with the it factor, but I got to bring it up to you. 44-year-old Philip Rivers did sign with the Colts today. Put him on the practice squad. Talked about how his arm is there. Now, he ain't got hit yet, and for the time, he's bad to the bone on you, on taking a toll on you. If he takes a snap, he'll be the first grandfather to ever play in the National Football League. Your thoughts on Philip Rivers at 44 years old, and physically, can he hold up? And just look at what that schedule is down the stretch for the Colts.
Yeah, you know, I like from the neck up, I don't think there's any question in my mind that he can, you know, that he can operate, right? He knows what he's looking for. He knows all that stuff. It's from the neck down. You get hit, you're especially taking 5 years off. Your body gets to the point where it doesn't want to get hit like that anymore. So it'll be interesting, man. I'm excited. I think it's really cool. I will say this, man. I'm talking to a defensive coordinator last week that is a current defensive coordinator in the league and is a good buddy of mine. And he said something that was really poignant. And this just goes back to kind of Philip Rivers right now. He said to me, he goes, man, never has there been a time in the NFL where there was more arm talent and less quarterbacks.
That's true.
And And I was like, wow, like that is 100% fact. There's a lot of dudes that can throw it, but not a lot of dudes that know what they're looking at. So it's, you know, it's basically an indictment on the National Football League that at this particular point in time, you think Philip Rivers is a better choice 5 years retired or 4 years retired. I guess 5 years, 2020 was the last time he took a snap. You know, that he's a better option than anybody's practice squad journeyman type guy.
That's really something. And I've talked to different people, and we've talked about Jake DeLone was the first one to tell me about it. Mike, I think, is the worst coach position on the field today. And he said, you can tell the guys that are really well coached, and other guys, they just kind of playing kind of off their physical skills. It's not so much them spending all this time in learning the position. And he said, you know what? He blamed a lot of that on 7-on-7 and kind of winging it out. And, you know, and now we see it so much in the high school ranks. But I think Jake was right about that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. It's funny, the coach I talked to talked about, hey, everybody comes out of the womb. All they do is throw 7-on-7, and it's not realistic. And then the college game is not, you know, the college game does not equate to the professional game. And so he's like, you know, and I don't blame the colleges because they're doing what they have to do to win football games, but it's just, it's different. So, but you know, like I said, man, it was cool to talk to Cam, Shador, to watch them both play and make plays in that game was pretty amazing.
And watching the Saints over the last month, and it's being overshadowed certainly by the play. And I think they got a knit guy too in Tyler Shuck. And he's played with a lot of poise, a lot of confidence. We saw the arm talent and the size and ability to get the ball, arms and hands. When he was in college at the three different places, we didn't know he could maneuver around the pocket the way he is, as elusive as he is today. But I think what's getting overshadowed, how good the Saints defense has played under Brandon Staley, with a big mixture of youth in the secondary and kind of the old pops part of things up front with a Davin Godshaw, Cam Jordan, and DeMario Davis.
Yeah, it was impressive. And going back and watching them, you know, the fourth down flip play that Granderson made in the backfield, how many times did they shut him down? I think three times on fourth down they shut him down. Big plays. DeMario Davis hitting the running back in the backfield on a fourth down play. That part was amazing. And Les, man, DeMario is one of the most like underappreciated guys in football. I mean, that dude is exceptional in year 14, and he still plays, like, he just still plays so hard and so fast, and whatever he's lost in athleticism, which isn't a ton, but you know, he'll be the first to tell you I've lost some. He makes up for with his just understanding and savvy of the game. I love watching him play. And then you mentioned Shuck. And I told you guys probably a week ago, he is the best young quarterback I have watched, just from the overall understanding and the poise and, you know, being able to pick people apart and not making the same mistake twice. And then the scrambling ability of last week's game, where he's got the long one down the sideline. He's got two of them down the sideline for touchdowns. One's where he gets, you know, into the, gets him into first and goal. I mean, like, where Neal scores. It was, like, it was exceptional, man. And I've been, like I said last week, and I'll say it again, I talked about it on the podcast, man, I am really, really impressed with what he's been able to accomplish so far in his rookie year. And it's got to be really cool, because when you see what New England has done in rebuilding their football team through free agency and having five or six guys hit and then having a bunch of draft picks hit, when you see that, man, I think it gives everybody hope that, hey, dudes, we can turn it around here quickly if we got the right guy pulling the trigger. And it certainly seems like Tyler Shuck is the right guy, at least in my, you know, in a very small sample size, but at least my limited time and my, you know, and my time with him and with the coaching staff. It certainly feels that way.
Mark, I'm trying to remember back when we can talk about two defenses that are as dominant as what we're seeing now in the AFC, with the Broncos and the Houston Texans. Now, the Texans, their offensive line is El Lazio. I mean, I don't know how much longer C.J. Stroud can sustain all the hits that he's taking. But, man, their defense is really good. And then you watch the Broncos play defense. I can't remember when I've seen two defenses that good in the same conference as dominant as what we're seeing, especially in today's football, where all the rules are set up for the offense and what the defenses are doing for the Texans and also for Denver.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. And, you know, when I watch the Texans, it's, you know, the two edge guys, right? I mean, when you talk about Will Anderson and just his ability to just crush people off the edge, and then Danielle Hunter off the other edge, those two dudes are just wrecking games. And they don't try, like, they're not trying to just beat you. They're trying to humiliate you. And so that is unbelievable to watch them do what they do. And then the speed and athleticism at the linebacker position and at the safety and corner position, they're exceptional, man. Just exceptional. And, you know, they do it. I think they're a lot simpler than the Broncos. They do it just on, you know, we're better than you. We're going to be very simplified. And we got a bunch of dudes that are just going to fly around at, you know, breakneck speed and just pepper you and just hit you. The Broncos are a little bit more, like a little bit more schematic. They're still really talented on the edges. But they do a little bit more of, you know, the blitz game and the simulated pressure game. And they do a little bit more under Vance Joseph. They have a little bit, you know, more of an exotic package where, you know, Vance gets you through play calling and through scheming you up. And not that they're not super talented, because they are super talented, but I think Houston's just more simplified and basically just they're going to go and try to wreck you, where the Broncos are going to try to out-scheme you to a certain extent.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Insider Calls with Mark Schlereff are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, I wanted to ask you about the Panthers, the Saints having their rematch with them after beating them in Carolina a few weeks back. The NFC playoff picture is really funny to me because you look at the Rams and the Packers, and really the NFC North and the NFC West are just powerhouse divisions. And then you have the fourth seed with the Buccaneers, who are 7-6, 2-5 in their last seven. They're tied right now with the Panthers. They technically own the tiebreaker, but Carolina still plays them twice in the final 3 weeks of the season. Carolina at 7-6 this year, really been a surprise team. When we talked with Kellen Moore last night on the Saints coaches show, he really brought up the job that Dave Canales is doing there, and they really have built an identity on that team, and they're just going to play to what they do. They run the football, and if it doesn't work, you know, they might lose a game. Mike's called them schizophrenic because they've had losses to teams like the Cardinals and the Saints, but then they beat, you know, the Packers and the Rams. It's just been a strange team. But your thoughts on the Carolina Panthers and the job that Dave Canales has been doing in year two?
Yeah, they've done a great job. You're 100% right. They've run the heck out of the ball, and they may have more offensive line swings with different guys playing than any other team in football. They have lost, you know, they've lost a bunch of starters. They lost their starting center from the beginning of the season, their starting right guard from the beginning of the season. Their left guard had missed, or their left tackle had missed time. Their right tackle has missed time. And then the backups who came in, Brady Christensen came in to replace Robert Hunt at right guard. Then he got a season ending injury. I mean, it has been a revolving door across the line of scrimmage. And there is not one other team that could survive that. And so I've got to give them a ton of credit. Like, you look at teams, look at the Chargers. They lost a bunch of guys last night, man. They can't protect their quarterback to save their lives. And so, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to them. Now, I will say this. Carolina Panthers brought all 9 guys back from last year's team. And so there's a bunch of dudes that have had a bunch of time on task together that speak the same language, which really helps in that. But their ability to run the ball and most of their victories, when you look at their victories, for the most part, you look at Bryce Young, he's like, you know, 14 of 20 for 122 yards. Like that's his stat line, one TD, you know, I mean, it hasn't been, hey, quarterback, go win us this game. It's more like, hey, quarterback, don't lose us this game. Let us play some good defense, run defense. Let us create a turnover or two, and let us run the snot out of the ball. That's how they've won. They are one of the most mercurial teams I have watched because some days they look great, and then the next week they could just look like one of the worst teams in football. So I haven't been able to figure them out, that's for sure.
Looking at their running back duel with Chuba Hubbard and certainly Rico Dowdle has come to the forefront this year. You've seen a lot of combinations at running back throughout the league. How would you rate those two guys? Because you know one thing, if you stop the run against them and force Bryce to beat you, he ain't beating a lot of teams throwing it. They really feast off of that 1-2 punch at running back.
Yeah, for sure. No question about it. And the guy who's really changed their fortunes has been Rico Dowdle. Really, just really patient. But when he decides to go, man, he punishes people. You know, the word that Dave Canales kept saying time and time again is violence. And he just runs with incredible violence. And he's got great balance and contact balance. And we can say all the buzzword terms, but the bottom line, he punishes people. And Chuba doesn't have the same explosiveness, but Chuba's really good at getting in there, being physical, and, you know, and falling forward. But Dowdle is the guy that has the explosive ability. And, you know, I haven't done a Carolina game. I mean, I've done 5 of them, but I haven't done one here in recent weeks. But up until like 3 weeks ago, the longest run Chuba Hubbard has ever had in his career of over, you know, of over 800 carries or whatever was 38 yarder. I mean, he's not going to bust one on you where Rico Dowdle can certainly bust a 60 yarder on you. So that's been the difference, but it's a great 1-2 punch. And Dowdle has been a big difference maker for them from an energy standpoint. And I tell you what, when he came in initially, you watch their edge presence. You watch Tommy Tremble and a couple other guys really pick up their blocking game. It got exciting. A bunch of receivers that started blocking. And so they got the makings of a team. If they can adhere to kind of their game plan, they can make it tough on you without question.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Who you got this coming weekend?
I've got Arizona at Houston this weekend. And then I've got a – then the next weekend, man, I'm back in Carolina – for Tampa, Carolina, which could be, you know, which could be for the division essentially. So
they play them twice at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited, man. It's going to be good. And I did Houston a few weeks ago, man. That defense is, that is must watch television.
It is really, really good. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you on.
You got it, man. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
Alrighty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original The Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to The Stinkin' Truth podcast where you get Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.